Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning into today's episode of the Accountability Partner Podcast. My name is Tierra Jackson. I'll be serving as your podcast host and accountability partner as you embark on your journey towards purpose. Now, if you haven't already, please make sure you subscribe to the podcast and rate us, as well as follow us on social media on IG and Facebook. That's going to be at The Account Partner. Again, at The Account Partner on IG and Facebook. All right, with that being said, let's get into today's episode. What's up, everyone? Happy Wednesday. I pray you all are off to a great week. I am very excited about today's episode because I know without a shadow of a doubt that this is God bred, Holy Spirit led, and I'm excited to share with you all what it is that he's been speaking to me. Now, I know I was supposed to be continuing my series on the principles of wealth, but one thing that I'm learning and one thing that I want us to all be mindful of is when God, whatever God wants you to do, when God wants to shift some things, it is important for us to be obedient. And this specific episode is indeed a shift. And again, I know that this is something that God placed on my heart because it's something that he wants you all to know. So I'm excited to share what it is that he's been saying, and I hope that it will encourage you all as we go through this episode. Now, of course, as I always start my segments off with, let's go through with some declarations. I am in a position to experience the new blessings God has for me. I am willing to let go of my past in order to experience and walk into the new level God is taking me to. I am ready for my next. I will enjoy my new season. Again, I am in a position to experience the new blessings God has for me. I am willing to let go of my past in order to experience and walk into the new level God is taking me to. I am ready for my next. I will enjoy this new season. With that being said, let's get into today's topic. Now, I don't have any notes prepared. Again, like I said, this is very much so Holy Spirit led. So I'm, of course, relying on him to get us through this episode. But the one thing that I'll say that God has been placing on my heart for me to share with you all is get prepared for your new season. Get prepared for your new season. And the scripture that has been just ringing in my heart that I've been truly meditating on has been Isaiah 43:18-19, which says, "Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." And I don't know about you, but every time I read this scripture, I'm encouraged because I know that God is up to something. I can literally feel that God is literally desiring to shift us into a new season. And anytime God shifts us into something new, some synonyms for new is greater, prosperous, all of these different things. So anytime God is shifting us into a new season, that season is taking us from a better position than where we currently are. And that is something that I truly believe. Now, I want you to just think about the new thing that you want God to do in your life, whether that's a new job, a new relationship, a new heart for him, a new business idea, whatever it is. The promise is already in the scriptures. God has already declared it. He said, "Behold, I am doing a new thing." And I just want you to truly connect yourself and visualize yourself in that specific text and say, "Lord, do this new thing in my life." You already said that you're moving. You already said that you're doing this. I need you to do this new thing in my life. Now, I want to make sure that I highlight the fact that in Isaiah 40, excuse me, 43:18, it says, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. And as God is doing something new in this season, it's easy for us to want to remain in our comfort. It's easy for us to want to continue to operate in this level that we're currently on and forego the new level that God is taking us to for the sake of comfortability, for the sake of familiarity. But the scripture literally says, remember not the former things of old. Let go of your past. Let go of your old habits. Let go of your old relationships. Let go of whatever it is that seemed familiar and allow God to take you into this new level. I already shared that whenever God is orchestrating this new season, or whenever he's orchestrating to shift you from one level to the next, know that that next level, know that this new season is only meant to prosper you. It is only meant for you to grow. And so instead of fighting what it is that God's doing, release yourself from your past and allow yourself to truly accept what it is that he is doing so that you can experience all that he has for you. God is doing something new, and I want you to truly get excited about what it is that I pray that this has encouraged you. I don't know if y'all can sense it, but I am so gingered up whenever just speaking about what it is that he's doing. Like, he, when I tell you he's about to blow some people's minds, I don't think you understand. And I know it may be scary. I know anytime God may take you from a familiar place to a season of unfamiliarity. Know that he's only doing it to set you up for success. What is the scripture? I think it's Romans 8:28, which says, I should know this. It says, oh, for I know the plans that God, that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans for a hope in a future. God's plans for us are to prosper us and not to harm us. And so whatever that new thing is that God has placed on your heart, whatever it is that he's been speaking to you, whether that's, again, a new business idea, you need to maybe move to a new state, whether it's a new relationship you need to foster or a new relationship you need to let go of, obey the heeding of Holy Spirit. Obey the heedings of Holy Spirit and walk into this new season. I pray that this was encouragement. I know this is going to be confirmation for a lot of people. It's already confirmation for me for some of the things that I've been believing on or believing for. And one of the things, and I'll just share with you all, that I've been believing God for is a new home. I've been believing him for a new home, and I believe without a shadow of a doubt, especially as he's been placing the scripture on my heart, that he is literally going to do it. And so whatever it is that you need new in your life, whatever it is you need God to do in your life, begin to declare this scripture day in and day out. Truly meditate on it and internalize it and speak it as much as you can until you really believe. Until you allow God to just do what it is that he's doing new in your life. Now, I pray that this blessed you all. I can't leave you without an action item. And so, you know what? I think the only thing I want you all to do this week concerning, you know, this word is to just begin to just thank God. Thank God for the new level he's taking you to. Thank God for the newness you're getting ready to experience. Thank God for the new fire he's placing in you to do the things that he's called you to. Thank God for the new mindset he's giving you. Thank him for the new job he's giving you, for the new finances that he's giving you, for the new breakthrough that he's giving you. Thank him in advance. And even to add to that, begin to just write down some of those things that you want new in your life. I don't care how superficial it is. I don't care what it is. I know the scripture says, and God will supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. And he says, if we ask him, we shall receive. And so whether it's a new car, whether it's a new man, a new woman, write those things that you want to see, those new things you want to see manifested in your life. And I can assure you that as you write them down, as you declare,
as you make declarations out of these things, like, behold, God is doing something new. And that new thing he's doing is he's giving me my husband. That new thing that he's doing is he's giving me my home. Begin to write those things down and declare them day in and day out. I pray this blessed you all. I know this was a pretty short episode, but again, I don't say anything that is not led by the Holy Spirit. And so I pray that this encourages you. I pray that you are excited. I pray that you are gingered up. I pray that this was what it is that you needed to forget those things that were old or former. Forget those things of the past. Forget those things that may have been holding you back. And for reassurance, allow, or what's the word? Let's just say, forget those things of former, forget those things of the past, and get excited of what it is, for what it is that God is doing. And now before I end, because I feel so excited, I'm just going to end off with a prayer. And Holy Spirit, God, I just want to say thank you, Jesus, for your word. Thank you, God, for doing something new in each and every single one of our lives. I thank you, Lord, for the new mindset, for the new fire. More than anything, Lord, may as you're doing or embarking in the season of the new for our lives, may you place a new fire for us to honor you, a new fire for us to serve you, a new fire for us to walk in those things that you've called us to. As you're doing this new thing, Lord, anything that is tying us to our past, may you break it right now in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord, align ourselves to begin to walk in the new level that you have for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, y'all. Amen. Have a great week. I love you. See you next week.
Okay, wait, I had to come back because I shared the wrong scripture. Jeremiah 29:11 is the verse that says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." Romans 8:28 is the scripture that says, "And we know that all that happens to us is working for our good, for those who love God and are called according to his purpose." And both apply, so meditate on both and have mercy on me. That's why you need to read your Bible, because you can't depend on me. But again, I love you. Meditate on those scriptures. Have a great week. Peace. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode of the Accountability Partner Podcast. I am truly humbled anytime I just know that someone took the time to listen to what it is that I have been saying, or really what it is that God has been saying. I don't take it lightly, and I definitely don't take it for granted. One of the things that I want to make sure that I'm doing is serving you all to the best of my ability. So anytime you may have a comment or you have some feedback, feel free to share that with me. You can find us on Instagram at The Account Partner, or on Facebook at The Account Partner, or you can literally send us an email at Tierra, that's T-I-E-R-R-A, at theaccountabilitypartner.co. Again, that's Tierra at theaccountabilitypartner.co. I love you. I thank you. God bless.